But if it's actually time shleim, then Abdal also says that. So in the case of Miriam, so it's actually time shleim. So we say Dayan. We say Dayan. We don't say Kalvachemna unlimited. Dayan. So then she would be in Skiyaris for 14 days. So it's actually time shleim. We apply Kalvachemna and we apply Dayan. So maybe she's in Skiyaris only 7 days. But here, if we are going to apply the concept of Dayan, so then we mean that the whole Kalvachemna is futile. I mean, it's defeated. Because in order to be high Chatzimetek, we don't need Kalvachemna. We don't need Kalvachemna. So in such a case, so the Kaptao thing does not recognize that, yes, but I won't do it.
It sounds like the same thing. Miriam would be just shooting young without the cover of
no, so it's the same thing. Miriam was in the air, he saw her, she was up. That's what I told her, said. Why? No, without the cover of Hema, why should she be in the air in one moment? Why? Why? This is not just what I said before. This is not the cover of Hema of Vaki. Just because a nozer from the father is nizgiah for certain days, it does not mean that a nozer from the shechina is nizgiah. It does not mean
why the other case? Why the chatzinezik?
What?
Why the chatzinezik?
No, because there is a parashah of tam. That if tam is mazik, now that's the parashah in Mishpotim. שירש, אשר אלו, בומץ, ומוכו אס אשר אכל, וחוצו אס כספה, וגם אס אמי סייחצו. וזה כל זה, וחיליגי שירש, אשר אלו, ברשו סרבים, בומץ, ומוכו אס אשר אכל, וחוצו אס כספה, וגם אס אמי סייחצו. מי זה תורא אצלו גאו? וחיליגי שירש, אשר אלו, ברשו סרבים, בומץ, ומוכו את אשר החי וחוצה את כספי וגם אז אני אשיח צוי ומקוצי we don't have any positive at all that discusses the חיוב of חצינזק of שיום ושסניזק we only have a positive at all that discusses a חיוב of שיותם ושסרבי שסניזק how do you know? Because of our head so there so we could be kind both but the Torah says stand the חיוב שירי ששירי ובמייס regardless whether it's Shishrabi or Sayochi, not as the way the Torah formulates it in connection with Shem Rebbe. So you see, Ubiya Bizlacher, so here the Torah discusses Shishanizek, here the Torah doesn't mention Shishanizek, doesn't mention Shishrabi, mentions Rikim Shirin Shishreyu. So that means Shishanizek, Shishrabi, don't make any difference. So it's mentioned explicitly now. Why do we meet a Kawahena? So if we are to apply the concept of Dalai, so then that will frustrate the whole Kalvachemna, it will defeat the whole Kalvachemna. So where, as a result of the application of Dalai, the Kalvachemna is completely rebutted, defeated, then we don't say that. Masha'ik in the case where it's actually Kalvach there, then we do say that. This is what the Rambam says in Pirusha Mishnah Lelokan, that no one should think that really there is a mokhe. For that, from the Gemara Daf Yudches in Lelokan. So the Rambam says, וחייץ עם זה, להסבירים חתר, לעונים עדיין לא נדים מי יסכים לפי שהוא בו נדים אבל נדו לא יהיה חוצים את זה so we don't have to resort to כמה חיים לה as far as חוצים alright, now let's turn to this mission המקה של יסיח שלנו שום מכם בו so, in other words this mission is very analogous to the mission of Igor Kano except that there, so the Kalvachemna consists of deducing the homo from the cow. And here, it's conversely. It's the cow from the homo. But it's the same thing. So, המקרה של זכמי שלו כאילו קודם שירי יותר עד שיוצא אבא ולבלס המתאמה או לא ולבלס המומה במוקים שאיך מי יביא דם משהו היא כי הוא בידה מה כאישי מוקים שאיך הוא בידה מה שאיך והיא בידים שלא הוא בידה מה כאישי So, in the original version of the Kalahina by the Tanikami by the Abolon consisted of a Kalahina in which the Brahmid was the Brahmid was the Riyazdam Kelim. The woman is Riyazdam Lachal. So the Abolon said to Rav Lezer, and we are deducing the cow from the homo, which item is Mohon? Riyazdam Kedemide or Riyazdam Lachalide Bimetea? Of course, Riyazdam Kedemide, Dam Kedemide is Mohon, then Riyazdam Lachalide Bimetea, so it's completely toil. So, the homo item, the Melamed was Dam Kedemide, the woman was Dam Lachalide. So, if in the home right, Dam Kedemide, so the Alochim is, that Bikenshi is Toyer, Dam Kedemide. So Bikenshi is Toyer, so Lachas Kamo Bechamo, Dam Lachalede, Bikenshi should try to be Toyer. So then, the Blazer said to him, Dali of the Nadir is giving you Trilasa. You are trying to learn out the woman from the Brahmin, the cow from the homo. What is the Brahmin? Dam Kedemide. That's the homo. What is the woman? Dam Lachale. That's the cow. So you are trying, so you say, since the homo possesses that kumen, Dam Kedemide possesses the kumen. The kumen of Bikenshi being toyer. So the cow, Dam Lachalide, should certainly possess that kumen of Bikenshi being toyer. So we say so. So as I says to the Rabbanon, Daimon Nadir is Kenidin, Daimon Bitrina Sadin, let the moment have the same status as the moment. Two, the moment has the kumen. On Bikenshi Victoria, but Bikenshi Victoria Dam Kedemide, only the Mezime, but not the Menide. So the woman, Dam Lacharalide, Bimeteyach, Bikenshi should also be Victoria, Bimezime, but not the Menide. So he responds to them, from Lazer, by applying the concept of dying, it was a talk about. Teishik Rabbi Sankash is the king of the table. She called on Shire Yotel. As you wait to have love, we have blessed on the table. Oh, boy, we have blessed there. Uma, you know, keep sheath with the shoeless of the other. Hey, kill the shoeless of the other. Mocking sheath with the pushes of the other. And you didn't show up with the pushes of the other. This reiterates the Kawahena is mentioned in the mission. In other words, in which the Lamed is Dam Kedemide and the Lamed is Dam Lachalide. Omalem, Dayon Nadir is Kedemide. Mimayeto of Mitrazile, Avonitabo to Resnide. So, in other words, so that's Dayon Mitrazile. So, the Blazer said to the Rabbanon, the same way as the Rabbanon said, Haptaki Bobakane, so the Blazer is arguing with the Rabbanon here, except that over there we are trying to deduce the homo from the cow, and here we are trying to deduce the cow from the homo. That's the only difference. So, Dayan Frizadi, you are trying to deduce Dam Lacharalede from Dam Kedemalede, the cow, Dam Lacharalede, the cow, from the homo, the Lamed, Dam Kedemalede. So let the woman. Let the woman have the same status as the Muhammad. The Muhammad is overtaken by Kume. The Lamed, the cow, is overtaken, possesses the Kume of the Keshi in Toya. Only the Mezibe. So the Lamed too, let it possess that Kume, the same Kume of the Keshi in Toya, the Mezibe, but not the Mezibe. That's the Chazal. So then Rabbanon reformulated their Halachim. And he said, only Harion Mishin of Homosh Nachem, Uma, the Mokin Shech, the Mishin of Shem Yama, he took the Kushashem, the Mokin Shem, the Mishin of Shem Yama, and he didn't shem Nakil, the Chirokin, the Kenshi Shem, on our head, or that was now, they are adding the final version of the Kalachim is different. Where is the original version of the Kalachim? So, what was treated as the Melamed? Dam Lefnele. And what was treated as the Lamed? Dam Lachar Alede, here in this version. So, the Melamed consists of Dam Lishefi, and the Lamed is Dam Lishefi. So, the Kalachim was as follows. Now, Dam Lishefi is relatively hot, as against Dambi Keshi. So, if you respect to the Homerite of Riaz Dambi Sheikh, so, if the Homerite of Dambi Sheikh possesses the Kule, the Homerite consists of Dam Bishayk. If Dam Bishayk, the Homeritem, possesses the Kule of being Toyer in the Meteya, and this Toyer in the Meteya, under all circumstances, it is even if it needed a major difference. So certainly the woman item, the cow item, should certainly possess the same Kule of being Toyer. We may see there and we may need it. So now we cannot say dialogue not being re-escaped in Bitchilas Adin. Let Bitchilas Adin by definition means let the woman have the same status as the man. Because if we say let the woman have the same status as the Muhammad, what's the status of the Muhammad? The Muhammad is Dabi Shaykh. Dabi Shaykh in the Mekka is Toyer. We may see the end of the day. So the woman too should be toyer. Dam Kish should be toyer. We may tell her. We may see the end of the day. So he couldn't say dying. Mitzvah. But there is another kind of dying. That's dying the same body. Silence body. In other words, you are trying to deduce the cow from the homo, the cow item from the homo. Why do you, the woman is cow, the Melamed is homo? Why do you call the woman cow? Why? Why do you call the woman cow? Why is that implication? Why is that implication considered cow relative to that shape which is considered homo? Because that implication. So is toy, has the kule of being toy, we may see, but not with the leader. So in other words, since that's dying is a fact, since you are trying to deduce a certain kule in the cow item, that the cow item should possess it, because the home item possesses that kule. So certainly the cow item should possess the same kule. So let that kule that you are trying to deduce be limited by the scope of the kule that applies to the homerite. What's the maximum? What's the scope, the limit of the kule possessed by the homerite? In other words, only the mezibe, not the mezibe. So now you are trying to use to apply a certain kule in the woman. You have to limit that kule to the extent that it is limited in the whole life. That's called Daim Sivadim. So it's managed the same way. The same way as the Gemara Balakami. The only difference is that over there, so the Chachomim are trying and discussing a Yalfuse or a Chomof Amikal, and here the Tanoim are discussing a Yalfuse or a Kal Amikal. But except for that difference is the same. Now, I just want to finish up the Mishnah, and then I'll discuss the difficulties in that Gemara. How can this Gemara, this Mishnah, and these prices be reconciled in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma? Because here in Bava Kamma there is a machloket between Rav Tarfon and Rabbonon whether we say that or we don't say that. So the Rabbonon say we say that, and Rav Tarfon says we don't say that. We don't say that. We don't say that. Now here, so it seems on the surface that the Rabbonon of Rebelezer agrees with Rav Tarfon, and Rebelezer agrees with the Rabbonon. So then it should follow that if we pass in that mission of Kame like the Rabbonon of Rav Tarfon, so we should pass like Rebelezer here. But it's not like that. How do all the Rishonim pass here the Machloket between the Rabbonon and Rebelezer? No Rishon passes like Rebelezer. Even though the Gemara says, "Oh, my Lord, the Lord's Akim and Rabbeinu Rabbanon," it doesn't mean that we pass Akim. In other words, he makes the good argument, but not that we pass like Rabbeinu. We pass like Rabbanon, so then we should pass like Hatal. And so from Rashi in Sochi, David Ches, and from Rashi in Seite, that Chof Ches. It appears that we pass like Chatal. But that's only Rashi is Yochi. All the other Rishonim pass in the Machlokes in Bava Kamma between Rav Tarfon and Rabbonon. They pass like Rabbonon. That Tamu, that Kelmish is a Nizek, pays only Chotz Nizek. We don't deduce it Alohemer. Why don't we deduce it Alohemer? Because we say Dialogue of Nadim is Kilim. So in other words, this is what the Blessed is saying here. So then, in other words, that we pass through there like the Rabbonon, that we don't say that we do say that. So the mayor we should pass through. We do say that. So the mayor, we should pass through here like. If we do say Dai, so in other words, if we pass through there like Rabbonon, according to all the Rishonim, that we do say Dai, so in Mele we should say Dai here too, so we should pass through like Rebelezer, and we don't pass through like Rebelezer, we pass through like Rabbonon here. So according to Rashi, there is no difficulty, because we pass through here like Rabbonon, that in other words, we don't say Dai. And over there, Rashi passes also like a doubt. That's how it appears from Rashi Sochim Tafikhez, and we say that Abkhoftes, the Tamdosh is an easy, and we shall never show it. But all that is shady. They say that we pass through there not like a doubt. So, in other words, we do say that. So, you should pass here like a Reza. But no one passes here like a Reza. That's the Rashi. But let's finish the Gemara after the Gemara. All right. Oh, my God. Behold, Zakinu Rebeza le Rabbonon. Lav amrit domo machmas atzma. Vimu machmas vlad. Och name, the that's the argument. Rebeza has a very strong argument against the Rabbonon. He says to them, how can you say that Damkeshi, b'mikaya. He's starting here, but don't you doubt the pasuk? Don't machmasat. The way machmas was, the damkin she is here. Similar way, we should doubt the pasuk b'mikaya. We care the meo. The meo machmasat small. That b'mikaya is doing when it's machmasat small. But if being b'mikaya, it is damkin she. It's machmas. What is damkin she? Damkin she means that the dam, there is a flow of dam because the baby is pushing. So the male drops against the lining of the uterus. So the male starts winning. That's dam cage. So Hochaname the Tia in the male. The male machmas atzmo, the boy machmas what? In other words, that when it's a toy when it's machmas atzmo, but if it's dam cage, so then it should be. It should not be toya. It should not be toya. So the way machazva. So ime b'nido ido b'meizivo teo. Now, so according to Rabbi Menachem. So according to so ime b'nido ido b'meizivo teo. Now according to Rabbi Menachem. Rabbi Lezer is made that b'meizive damkeishi b'meitoyer is toyer. And Rabbi Lezer is only saying that it's toyer b'meinide. So the question is, so how does Rabbi Lezer, so that's a contrabalach. So then we can understand a contrabalach. So according to Rabbi Menachem, we can understand what the Gemara is saying. Because of the Zerasakosu, we tear out here the Mel. The Mel Machasatzela has that. And why should it be Toya Bezibo? Because of the Kalahega. So, because of the Kalahega. So, Omako, Teishin, Mishiva Achaseko. In other words, so, what would Rabbonon say as to the Kashi by Rabbezer? Rabbezer. Where is the kasha against the Rabbonon? How can you, Rabbonon, say that Dam Keshi in Teya is toyer all the time, even the Menido, but there is a possibility of Domo with Tia of Gedomeo, Domeo Machasatzel, and Machaswat? So we should know the D. So I can explain it. In other words, that there is a Sakosu of Domo Machasatzel. Ruin Machmas Vav has reference to Menido. So then if it's Machmas Vav, it's Domeh. And the Kalachemer can be applied to Yimizivo. To Yimizivo. Mashinke, according to you say that Damkechi Vimitea is always Toya. Not only Yimizivo, but also Yimizivo. So what do we do in the passing? Or the Tiamo, we give the Neo Machmasatzmo, the way Machmasma. So the Gemara says, Omako, Teishi Ishivachasako. In other words, we have it there as a kosu. We have it there as a kosu. That in the Yemeniteya, so Yemenido and Yemenzibo have the same alone. There couldn't be, in Yemeniteya, there couldn't be a distinction between the Yemenido and the Yemenzibo. So Ishivachas. Yeshiva Achas Likor. But the question is, but how about the person? Vitiya or Mikir Domeo Machmasatzmo or Lachatva? So Teisa says, in other words, according to the Rabbonon, so that is applied to another Rosh. Und du darfst mit dir aber mit jedem mehr. Du mehr machst das Satz mal, nur nach dem Wein. Ich will bitte etwas in der Fische, die schwarze Kolon, denn der Rabbi will auch so. Feel that, would feel compelled to darfst mit jedem mehr, du mehr machst das Satz nach dem Wein. But see, es ist ein Sakos auf Fische, die schwarze Rekolon, so mehr, they decide to apply the posik of Mikhail Domeo to some other Rosh. This is how Rabbi Menachem is. Now, one second, please, let me go over the Gemara, please. So, this is according to Rabbi Menachem, but according to Rashi. Now, let's see Rashi. How does Rashi? According to Rashi, so Rabbi Menachem is mitamei not only in the Yimei, not only in the Yimei Nidei, but in the Yimei Zivin is Mitame. So, how can we explain this Gemara? How can we explain this Gemara? So, Omaho, behold, Zakim, the Mazel Rabbah, love, Amrito, Domo, Domo, Mahasati. Und mach was da, wo kein Name wie Tia war mit dem Domeo. Domeo mach was als Mo, und mach was da. So, er kommt mit Rabbi Menachem. So, this did not represent the end of Robert's remark. Because the Eben of Nino, Nino, Mizim, Eteo is part and parcel, according to Rabbi Menachem, it's part and parcel of the argument that Rabbi Ezer mentioned before the Rabbi. But according to Rashi, we cannot say that. Because according to Rashi, so Rabbi Reza couldn't say, Eimed Menido Nido Mezivo Teiro. Because according to Rashi, so Rabbi Reza holds that even Mezivo is there. So according to Rashi, we have to say that the argument mentioned by Rabbi Reza before the Rabbonon ends here. Behold Zakino, that's the remember of what? Oh my God. This is the argument that was raised by a blazer before the Rabbah. Love Amrito. Don't you darsh. A blazer is saying to the Rabbah, don't you Rabbah darsh in Domo Domo Machasas of Rabbah? Och in Amre, you should darsh in Viti Arum Kir the Leo, Domeo Machasas Mo, Vimoy Machasas Mat. That's the end of the statement of Rabbah. And that's the end of the argument mentioned by Rav Elazar. So in other words, so the Gemara is not giving any answer. According to Rashi Pshat, the Gemara is not giving any answer on the argument mentioned by Rav Elazar. Why does the Gemara mention? Because the Rabbanan felt that he doesn't deserve an answer. It's no kasha. In other words, Rav Elazar says to the Rabbanan, don't you doubt from the Pasuk of Domo. Domo machmas atzmo, domo machmas vav. In the same way, you should darshan, v'tia omkir domeo, domeo machmas atzmo, machmas vav. That's what Rav Elazar says. But what the Rabbanan say? No. Domo, we darshan, domo machmas atzmo, machmas vav. But v'tia omkir domeo, we do not darshan, domeo machmas atzmo, machmas vav. Anyway, so according to Rashi Pshat, this is the end of the quote. The whole Zakino Rav Elazar Rabbanan. This is what Rav Elazar said to Rabbanan. Love and Rito Domo Domo Machmasatzmo. Do we machmas love? Hochanam of Yitia Umkir Domeo, Domeo Machmasatzmo, Machmasatzmo. Period. Now the Gemara starts in. That's not a hemshech of Rav Elazar's argument. According to Rabbi Menachem's Pshat, so the Ibo Menido Nido Mezivo Teiro is the concluding expression. That's the last expression in the quotation from Rav Elazar. But according to Rashi Pshat, this is the end of the quote. The Lord Nachman Bar, period, that's all. Now the Gemara has to Kashi. Look at Kashi. Eimed Benigo Nigo, the Rav Elazar point. Now starts a new member by the Gemara itself, the Rav Elazar point. Kim Nisri Dalei, since Rav Elazar argues with the Rabbanan from the point of view of dialogue and Adonis Lidin, so in other words, let the Lomit have the same status, let the Lomit have the same status as the Lamin, or let the Kule that you are trying to deduce in the Lomit be limited by the scope of the kule possessed by the Mohammed, I mean, whether it's an answer to a, whether it's a diary, Tchilas Adin or diary, Seif Adin. So since Rav Eliezer mentions the concept of diary, so you should say that the whole book has been a zibeh. We may see the indication in the tale of Historia, but Rav Eliezer says that it may see the story. So, even in the middle of the tale, the Rav Eliezer point, he is the guy, right in the middle of the Zivah tale, he came to show the photo, he can read our class, or he came to show the story of the shame, the pay of the class, the answer, the Adam Toya, the deep day, the Hashim of the shame, so came to or my call, ten shame, the Shiva Achas will come. In other words, actually, Rebbezer would say that the whole epoch is because of that Kalmachemia, so the whole epoch has been made Zive, Tamkishin Mitoya, Shibitoya. But the reason is why Rebbezer says, I mean, this is a contrast. The reason is why Rebbezer says that Tamkishin Mitoya is studying even the made Zive, because he has a special Zerasakosu. There is a special Zerasakosu. Yeshiva Achas Likolon. Yeshiva Achas Likolon. So what does it mean, Yeshiva Achas Likolon? That there couldn't be any distinction between Yemizid and Yemenide in the Yemitea. So, since in Yemenide there is no basis as to why the Yemenide Damkeishin in Yemitea should be Toeya, because you couldn't apply the Kalahim, even if you were to apply the Kalahim. So you would say Yahweh. So it goes without saying, in other words, according to the lesson, that the whole apoches, we may need a test to be Tomei, because from the way when we apply the Zerasakosu of Tenshi, Shiva Achas Lekulon, that there cannot be any distinction between Yemizive and Yemide. So just as it goes without saying, according to the Blazer, that Yemizive, it has to be Tomei, because there is no Kalahina in respect to Yemide. So the Pasuk says, Yeshiva Achas Lekulon. So the same status that it has with the Mide, it has with the Mizive. So it follows that the Mizive is also done. It's also done. Yeshiva has the Kulon. Oikun Teiri, Oikun. Now, so this is the machlekes between Rav Eliezer and the Rabbonon, according to Rashi. So Rav Eliezer holds, as far as the Rabbonon are concerned, so it goes without saying, according to everybody, that according to Rabbonon of Rav Eliezer, so that teaching Mitea is Toya, even Bimenido. Now, Rav Eliezer is Chayotis, according to Rabbonon Menachem, so Rav Eliezer is on the Chayotis, and says Tome, Bimenido, but Menzivo, he agrees, according to Rashi, and the first thing says here, so Rav Eliezer holds that it's Tome, even Menzivo. Now, the question is this: according to most Rishonim, all Rishonim except Rashi in Zohar and Rashi in Sefer, who appears to pass like a Talmud in the case of Talmud versus Anizim, so all the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Torah, they all pass like the Rabbonim of a Talmud that Takel versus Anizim is the Shalom Chotzenizim. In other words, we don't deduce it our faith. We don't deduce it our hand. Why don't we deduce it our hand now? Because we say, Dai Rabbi Nadi, Liya Iskini. Dai Rabbi Nadi, Liya Iskini. So that means that we say, Dai Rabbi Nadi, Liya Iskini, even in case where, as a result of the application of Dai, the whole Kalachema collapses. Because this is what the Gemara points out, that Rav Taufel, who is not dead is dying, who rejects dying, so it's only the kings who does not see dying. So he does not see dying, he is a result of the dying, the Kalahina will collapse. But if it's actually time Shneir, then you have to help him. His gear is dying. So that means that Kaptalpin himself rejects dying only if it's a result of the application of dying, the Kalahina collapses. So the Rabbanu Lachel Kaptalpin. So they say dying, even though it involves a collapse of the whole Kalahina, they still say dying. They still say dying. And no Rishayim except for Rashi and Tzohim and Zeyneh appeared asking like the Rabbanu Lachel. So that means that we have to say dying, even if it is a case where as a result of the application of dying, the Kalahina is defeated completely, collapses. So in Meile, so which they should pass me, since they pass for like Rabbanu Katalpin Molokami, they should pass for like Rabbanu here. They should pass him like Rabbanu here. Should pass for like Rabbanu here. So even if we are going to say that as a result of dying, the whole Kalahina collapses, that's the only machlokes between Rashi and Rabbi Menach. But even if we are going to say that as a result of the dying, the whole Kalahina collapses, we should still say dying. So we should pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, and no one passes like Rabbi Eliezer here. No one passes, all the Rishonim passes like Rabbi Eliezer here. So that's the Kasha. So Bishlein according to Rashi, so Rashi passes like Rabbi Tal in Molokami. But all the other Rishonim, they don't pass like Rabbi Tal in Molokami. So they pass like Rabbi Tal, according to Rabbi Tal. So we don't say dying. We don't say dying, even though as a result of the application of dying, according to Rabbanu Tal, we do say dying, even though it involves the collapse of the Kalahina, we still say dying. According to some Meimei, so we certainly should ask him like a blessing here, and no Rishi passes like a blessing here, only the Shem passes like a blessing here. So that's a Kashi against all the Shem. Now the Shara Melech, and the Rambam, and the Kalef Yohasishis, Halacha Beis, I mean the Shara Melech, you see, I'm just nervous, but I was looking for it, I couldn't find it. But I remember that the Shara Melech, in the Kalef Yohasishis, Halacha Beis, gives it efforts. I mean, he doesn't discuss this anymore. He discusses it anymore in Sidra and Apophis. In connection with being the Kiddush, the Gabitum. So he mentions a Rashba, a Ksaviyad of the Rashba, and said, they really don't have the Rashba. That Rashba was not as yet discovered, but the Sharamela had a manuscript of the Chidushia Rashba and said. So the Sharamelech mentions in the name of the Rashba and said, and the Rashba mentions a certain Kiddush. He says that the Rabbanon also agree with this principle that whereas a result of the application of dying, the whole Kalahina collapses. So then we don't say that. But then you ask, but Rabbanon Achil can not help. Rabbanon Achil can not help. And the Rabbanon say, the Tam Yoshusanizek is Mishalei only Chotzinezek. But Rabtaufen reduces the Kalahina. So the reason as to why Rabbanon Achilik is when they say dying. So that means that over there, so the whole Kalahina collapses. And this is what Gemara says Dafyut Ches, that Rabtaufen himself also recognizes the principle of dying. But he doesn't recognize the principle of dying over there, because if we were to say dying there, so Nifra Kalahina, so Kalahina will collapse. So that means de Rabbonon, de Dusse Dale, so that means the Rabbonon hold that even if the application of Dale involves a collapse of the Kalachemera, we still say Dale. So the Rajbo says that Rabbiyah, no, the Rabbonon holds me that if the application of Dale involves, necessarily involves, the collapse of the Kalachemera, so then the Rabbonon would also agree that we don't say Daye. We don't say Daye, but now, so then the question arises, but the Gemara itself says that it has more common. That Kiles will not come and Daye, he had with Kalachemera. But he had with Kalachemera is like Daye, and the Rabbonon hates that. Doesn't that indicate? So he says the machlokes between Rabbonon and Rabbonon will come is at this point. Rabbonon holds that insofar as the liability of head damages is concerned, so then we don't have to resort to Kalachemera. Because, as I mentioned before, because the posik in Mishpat, it says, the Chilidim Shirish Hashem Re'i Vomeitz Umochos Asher Achai Chotzes Kapi Raya Mitzvah. In as much as the Torah doesn't say the Chilidim Shirish Hashem Re'i Umishus Arabi, but says the Chilidim Shirish Hashem Re'i Stam, so that means that person applies to everything, to a Nezek Karen in the Rishus Arabi and to a Nezek Karen in the Rishus Ayot. So the Mayor of Talpa says, if you are going to say dying, so then it will result in the defeat of the whole Kalachemera. So maybe we don't say dying. The Rabbonon would agree with Rabbonon in another situation where the application of the dying would necessarily result in the collapse of the Kalachemera and the defeat of the Kalachemera, that we wouldn't say dying. But whereas Rabbonon holds that this case is a case where the application of Dayan would necessarily result in the collapse of the Kalachemera, so the Rabbonon hold, no. This, in this case, it's actually kind of strange. Because without the Kalachemera, so I could say that when is the Baal Asher Mechuyev to pay head damages? Only in Rishus Arabi. Only in Rishus Arabi. But in the Irish Sayochinam, but you ask, after all, the Torah doesn't spell out Irish Sayochinam, the Torah says Sam, but it's an aslone, we could make a distinction between the Nezek by Keren in the Irish Sayochinam and the Nezek by Keren in the Irish Sayochinam. Because in the Irish Sayochinam, the Torah says, the Chilitim Sheirish is Sheirei. In other words, so the Torah has reference to a place, to a rishus, where many shevirim are coming. I like it in the rishus Arabi. Everybody, he can't keep his shevir. A person who has a shevir can't keep his shevir all the time confined in his chotzer. It's an impossibility. He has to take the shevir. So, when sometimes he has to take the shevir with him. Let's say he wants to plow the soil with the shevir. With the shevir. So he has to take the shevir with him. So where does he take it? So he takes it in the Rishus Arabi. And every other person who owns a shevir sometimes takes the shevir in the Rishus Arabi. So a Rishus Arabi is that kind of a rishus where it's common to have many shevir. So the male, a nezek by shayir in the Rishus Arabi is something that can be anticipated. Because in the Rishus Arabi, so it's likely to have many shayir. So the male, we could say, if we didn't have the Kalachemera, if we didn't have recourse to the Kalachemera, so then I would say, only shayir, keren, Rishus Arabi, is chayir, have damages. Chotzin ezek. But Keren Yoshus Anizek, Keren Yoshus Anizek, what do you mean Keren Yoshus Anizek? Yoshus Anizek, is that a likely thing? I mean, the Keren Yoshus Anizek, so there is not higher being, even Nebuchadnezzar, because it's an unusual thing. Kerabush is unusual. So Mele, without recourse to the Kawachim there, I would say, Mitzad the Possum, or the Chimik of Sheerish, Sheereyu, Gomez, only Mishas Rabin is high for today. Which is, I don't think there is no Possum to deal with it. But you ask, the Possum doesn't spell out after Mishas Rabin, but the Possum deals with the issues where there are many Shmorim, like where many Shmorim are likely to take to be there. So that's only Mishas Rabin, which is, I don't think not. So as a result of the application of the Kawachimah, so we are Mechayev, Kerem, Yoshis, Anizeh, Chotzeh. So the name is actually kind of Shreya. That's why the Rabbanim say, Dayanon Nadim is Kerem. And Rav Tarfon holds no, that it, to the extent of Chotzeh Nezeh, we don't have to resort to a Kawachimah. So without the Kawachimah, it's implicit in that possible. But in a situation where without the Kawachimah, so where we don't need the Kawachimah to establish a certain aloche, so the Mele, so in such a case, even the Rabbonon would say that if as a result of the application of Dayan, so the whole Kawachimah collapses, then we don't say Dayan. So in other words, according to what the Rashi was saying, that the Shah Melech mentions, so in Mele, we can answer the Kashi against all the Shem. Now, all the Shem except for Rashi in Soch and Daf Yitches, and Rashi in Sinti and Daf Chavtes. So they pass like the Rabbi Yochanan. So that means we say Dayan, they say dying because they hold that in that particular case it's actually kind of shneir. But if it's a case where it's actually kind of shneir, so then the Rabbon of Chavrezer will also agree that we don't say dying. So here, that's why the Rabbon here, they can agree with, they can accord with the Rabbon of Chavrezer. And Mimele, since as a result of the application of dying, the whole Kawachimah will collapse, and why will the whole Kalvachimah collapse? Why couldn't we say that it's actually Kaim Shneir? The answer is because here we have the Zerasakosu of Yeshiva Achas Likulon. So in other words, because of that Zerasakosu of Yeshiva Achas Likulon, we couldn't distinguish between the Meneider and the Meneider. So it's either all. Either it's Toyer, both Menino is in there, or it's Meir Mikolon. So in Meir, because of this, there's a Kosovo of Yeshiva Achaz Mikolon, we couldn't be becoming Shneir, Kalachimah, and Dayan. So Meir, as a result of the application of Dayan, so the Kalachimah has to collapse. Because to be becoming Shneir, then we couldn't go hand in hand with the Kosovo of Yeshiva Achaz Mikolon. So Meir, because of the Zerasakos of Yeshiva Achaz Likulon, that we cannot distinguish between Yemenid and Yemenid and Yemenidea. So either both is Domei or both is Toya. And to say that it's both Toya, so that would result in the collapse of the Kawachimah. So Mele, we don't see that. So that is it. Okay, all right. Now, for tomorrow, we should go, of course, we'll still go over the cases in a few minutes, because I discussed already the two cases. But then, we should go over till the end of the paper.
July 6, 1982. Test Vav Tammuz Hashem Tov Shin Mem Bet.
So, Dayan Rabin Ladin is Kenyan. We take that. In the word Kalachimah, Nabe Amayim Kamei, Tei Bukhlei, Bikei Shin Yidoha Mishet, Yilomo, Bishin Kishu, Yeish Lodi Esneyo. Why did the Rabbonon of Chavrezer have to resort play Kalvachim Rav Yalkus. Remember, I mentioned yesterday, that's the reason as to why I discuss. I mean, the two types of Kalvachim, the Kalvachim mentioned in the price of Rabbi Shmuel, and the Kalvachim mentioned in the price of Rabbi Yisrael, because the Shleishim Shvayim Midas or Rabbi Yisrael do not represent Yalkus. That's techniques of understanding the Torah. So of course, the Kalvachim of magic, that's not Yalkus. So merely, when do we have to resort to a Kalvachimra of Yalkus? When it is something that, by means of magic, so we couldn't understand it. But, that's one of the Midrashim that there. So this discussion is, here, the Rabbanu Kablezer, we resort to the Kalvachimra of Yalkus. Why do we have to resort to the Kalvachimra of Yalkus? Just with Sarasvore, we should say. In other words, the Riz Aloche, the Riz Aloche, the Damteya, that any Dam that a woman sees in the Yereteya, is Zoya. So if the Sheikh, even if it's not the Keshi, even if it's not coupled with pain, so it's Zoya, so that it is a person. So why should Dam Keshi be Gohua? So that, in other words, on the basis of Kalvachimra of magic, it should be Toya. So maybe there should be a machlokes between the Rabbanon and Rablezer, and why does the Rabbanon have to resort to Kalvachimra of Yalkuse? It's a rasvore. That's the discussion. We bring Kalvachimra name amayim itame, typically in Kenshi, we go on the Shekhi, we want to be sure, teach you, we need to be a stayer. It's as far as it should be there. It's Dam Teya. It's Yemei Teya. The Yishlema, the time of the Rebbe Lezer, can you call the Shvala Bimoche? Domeo, Machmas Atzmo, Bimurim Machmas Blat, Kach Tzorichu, Rebabon of Kalachem Nea, Machmas Kalachem Nea, Islami Midrash, Kod Domeo, Bimur Zahri, in other words, because there is a posik of the mel, because there is a drosh of the mel machmas atzmo, bimur machmas vav, and we certainly darshin that way with regard to God, the posik of the damkishu, the mel machmas atzmo vav. So maybe there is a basis to darshin the posik of the tiyah of the tiyah of the mel. Also in the same way, the same thing. The mel of Machmas Atzmo, the mel of Machmas Vav. So the mel is not for the Kalvachimra of the Yalkus. It's a Masvore. We couldn't say, since you may take out Dami, you may take out Historia. So the mel is that can't be in the case. In the case of miscarriage, or in the case of a twin that is born within the distance of within an interval of, let's say, of 75 days, something unusual. So mele, we cannot say mitzarasmore, it certainly be told, because it's in Medea, because of the possibility of the proshe, of the alunke, the meo, machasat, and the lachasvat. So mele, so that's why we have to resort to the Kalvachim of Yalkus. The time that it was a thing for us from the Bikmore Domeo, Machmas Atzmo, Lachas Vat, Kach Tolechu, we have one on Kalachina, on Machmas. Oh, but then the question arises, so how can we dash the Kalachina? But the reason is, of course, the answer is, it's not spelled out explicitly that this process of the Tiahum Kiel Domeo implies Domeo Machmas Atzmo Lachas Vat. Maybe it can be applied to some other question. Machmas Kalvachimra, Yisrael Limitrash, Kod in Domeo, Limil Zachi, Vilekele Ikne Kho, Apilu Vilekele, Vilekele Kalvachimra. So what the question is, now since we have the possibility of the Drosh of Domeo Machmas Tia Unkia Domeo, Domeo Machmas Atzmo, Vilekele Machmas Vad, Vilekele Machmas Vad, so, and we also have the possibility of the Yalkus of the Kalvachimra. So let us be kind of, let us dash the Kawahima, the Damkinchi Limitea Israel, and let us dash the Droshe of the Tiaun Kiramel, the Mel Mahasat Moler Akbar, but let the Droshe and deal with Yimide and the Kawahima of Yaukutse deal with Yimizime, so they will be the Kaimbo. So he says, no, that we cannot do. Why? Literally, if we call after you, you need it. You like a Kalvachina. You have one another Darash attention to Shiva has to call. So there is another portion which implies that we cannot make, we cannot draw any distinction in the Yimitea between the Yimitea and the Yimitea. The Rebbeza Sova, In other words, that Rebbeleser is hearing and Rabbonon all the way, not only in regard to Yemenide, but even in regard to Mizide. Why? Why is he hearing and Rabbonon even in regard to Mizide? Because of the droshe of teaching the Shiva has the color, that there cannot be any distinction between Yemenide and Yemenide. And Yemenide, so Mele, both Darshi the Roshi of Kenshi Kishiva has the Kulon. Then there is no distinction between Rabbonon and Rebbeleser. But according to Rabbonon, so it means that in both, even Yemenide, she is Nero, and according to Rebbeleser, it implies that even Yemenide is Nero. But both Rabbonon and Rebbeleser, Darshi the Roshi of Kishiva has the Kulon. Even if we see the table, we need a table. Here's a good place on the present floor. The Mitame Abdizim, we become a Tanekame, called Domin Shinirei a table, the Aloko Oma Rebleze a table. We will map Mashma, the Abdizim a table. We die, we become a Rebleze a table, we will be a table. The Arab Rebnachem before us, the Rebleze a Mitame Abdizim a table, to become a table. Behold, the Kapoli, Chveim, and the Mizid, and the Hero, have a seal mill, said the Rabbi. So that's how Rabbi Nachas comes. The Rebbeleser is only Tami Yemenide. So in other words, Rebbeleser also agrees with the Kawahina. But he says, Dayan, the scope of the Kawahina is limited by Dayan. Behold, the Kapoli, Chveim, and the Mizid, and the Hero, have a seal mill, said the Rabbi. We explained it, I mean, the one I call the Rabbi Nachman. The Roma, the Ozakin of the Blessed Rabbonon, the Mikhodi Domeo, Abba the Rabbonon, the Tamu, the Nide, the Tayab, the Zide, the Shame, the Teche, the Shiva, the Zikolo, the Hid, the Kawahim of the Tayab, the Zide, the Solitaire, the Mikhodi Teche, but the Nide, the Mashma, the Shiva, the Zikolo, the Eid, the Halle, the Inkei Khodi Domeo, so the Zahite, the Ofel Ashino, ליום בפייסר רבון המיטיישן שכל דבר אותם ליטי מערכים מילה אחרו מיטיישן אך רבון נעבור איתם לקרוא לדבר אם כן איך בואי למבט כבחי מהדה ומילי לתירו וכאם להרי ומושים לסחום ראש אחר ויש לימה ופחים הולכים עם כבחי מה מחיה ותירו אבו מידה איס עונומי מהדומהו מדרוש האחר. Alright. Now the next mission. כל האחד עושה יהיה ביחס כסתר יודע לפי שבמידה מידה so that's not the way he's the dosa as the Ramban points out. The Xerxakos itself is based upon the Mitzvahs because when a woman has the menstrual flow, so it's natural for her to have the, to con- that the flow should continue for 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, sometimes even 6 days, and sometimes even 7 days. But the flow should continue for more than 7 days. That's pathological. That's why the Torah calls in Zive, the Via Zive, the Royal Spidos, some melee, Kolachados again, the Cheskasa, in other words, a woman, if a woman had the period, let's say, at the first of this, so there, from the 8th of this, till the 18th of this, inclusive, is the Cheskasa. She doesn't have to be Cheshis. In other words, we see the Gemara say that on the test. Now, the Mea Shiti is that a woman does not have a vessel of water. Certain women don't have a vessel of water. So then, the Baal is also Mishamishim. He's also Mishamishim because of the possibility. We don't pass it on the Mea. But what the Mea Shiti is that the Baal is also Mishamishim with his wife, if the woman does not have the vessel of water. Why? Because there is always a possibility that in the midst of the tashish, she'll sit down. So in other words, on the melee, she's not allowed to submit themselves to that, to the possibility of an isakores. But even a Meya is made that in the Yemei Zive, they are allowed to be in charge. Why? Because that's unnatural, that's abnormal. In other words, if a woman had the menstrual flow, let's say on the first of this, so there, from the 8th of this to the 18th of this, it's a safe period. Because it's always the loss. So this is what Mishnah says. Kolachados again, the Cheskastar. Acharanidus, Isho, Medus, the Cheskastar. Who is more than the forest of Mayot. Yoshko, the Oipot. Shodiko, Nemso, Enzito, the Oipotko, is there. So in other words, if a woman did not make, the Chicken Gimor will explain it. So, did not make the case, so she stayed. Even though one could argue, since she didn't make a PK, maybe there was a discharge of doubt, but it just, she's not aware if she makes a PK. So then she knows if there had been a discharge of doubt, so the PK, the piece of cloth, inside it would detect it. But if she didn't put any piece of cloth inside, so then she didn't make a PK, maybe there was a discharge of dam, and it got lost. And she's not cognizant of it. So the halacha is not that like that. We don't have to be religious. Yoshua the Lord, the Vodka, Shogiko, Nenso, Isidro, the Vodka, Higio, Shaskesto, the Vodka, Havins of Me. Suppose she has a regular basset. Let's say she has a menstrual flow every 25th day. And then the 25th day has elapsed. And if she makes it decay, so then it's a raya that in spite of the fact she's accustomed to sit down, to have a shout of down every 25th day, but this time she missed it. But suppose she did not make it decay. So then we have to make a change. Maybe there was a shout of down. But she just didn't, because she didn't make a decay, so she didn't detect. The Bayarim, in Huizobimach, the Gio Shastesto, the Ubotko, Harizuteo, the Shehavotom, Misaleke, Sesadon. Now, this is something that is mentioned in the Mishneh, and the doctors did not know until after the liberation. Of the Jews in the concentration camps. They didn't know it. With all the problems, they didn't know it. But then, after the liberation, so the doctors found out that the overwhelming majority of the women in the concentration camps in the course of 5 years, so they did not have the period. They did not have the period. Why? Because Chodo Misalekes is Satan. They don't know how to explain it, but that shows that there is a connection between menstruation and the emotional state. Because the women were the surek of dam for the whole period that they were the years. The 5 years that they were in concentration camp. But this is mentioned by the mayor. In Rings of the Macht, the Kiyashas Esto, the Lord brought for, have is it in other words, the Mishnah says, the Kiyashas Esto, the Lord brought for, have is it real. So in other words, if a woman has a blessed kabwa, to sit down, to have a menstrual flow every 25th day, and so if she put in a piece of cloth inside, so, and it doesn't, and then she takes it out. There is no dam on the cloth, so that's an idea that she missed. But suppose she didn't make it again, then she has to be rishishes. Maybe there was a discharge of dam. That's only if it's normal times. But if, let's say, the woman happens to be in the concentration camp, and even though she did not make it decay, she does not have to be recheshes. Maybe there was a real star, because there is a wonder that the harot, the fact that she is subjected to a state of, she is constantly subjected to a state of terror. So that you know, probability is misalized. Yes?
Would her vessel, which was formerly kavua, be now kavua as not reappearing? I mean, once 3 times goes by that she doesn't have any rias dam, 3 months consecutive, is she, I mean, as if she will not have any more, if she would be a year chas v'sholem in that situation of fear, so we would say that she has no kavua, she will have no.
In other words, she doesn't have to be recheshes. While she's in the concentration camp. So in other words, she does not have to be recheshes. Maybe that vessel will weaker because Chavoto is in Sarek is done. And that's the aloha that comes.
To what extent do we say Dam is misalekis? A year? I mean, as long as the fear, fearful situation.
The moment she's liberated, so of course then she has to exist. So the remarkable thing about it is, let's say, terror, a certain terror sometimes brings out the menstrual flow. In other words, it happens many times that a woman who does not expect to have the menstrual flow because it's not her cycle. So, but because experienced a certain shock, she received the telephone call. So because of that, she will have the menstrual flow. That is, in other words, a certain shock might bring out the menstrual flow, even though it's not in its cycle. But a constant terror, so that is misalik, the menstrual flow. Now the Rashi. They are listing who are confronting them, or in a state of siege. Carton means a state of siege. You may azog, you may see him, she may say, keep shaking that my own. We were saying, I go down to the Sikh in Dalai, he have a moho, we cheskas me. We might hear Jose. What is the significance of this aloha? Mentioning the Mishnah. Now, the halacha was, of course, this man has is not child, because we are old men, so there is no achilas coaching, there is no achilas humor. So, mele, it's not relevant. But as long as there was achilas coaching and achilas humor, so the halacha was that a woman, married or not married, as far as time is concerned, so it has the same relevance. Regabi Kiruyo as Regabi Yisroel. So the halacha was that every woman who already started to have a menstrual cycle, so the halacha was that a woman had to make tuktikas. Every woman who has reached adolescence, puberty, so was mechuyebes to make tuktikas every day. Tuktikas. One tiket in shachris and one tiket in somoch l'shki. Why? Because in order to make sure that the taras will not become contaminated, because if a woman would not make a tiket every day, now suppose she has a menstrual flow, let's say she'll have a menstrual flow at 5 p.m. and she didn't make it big in the morning. So then all the tares that she touched, that she handled within 24 hours prior, according to Hillel, so the Matreya, the Chachomim say, but according to Hillel, so it would be the Tamil Matreya, all the tares she handled, as all is of the less decay. So suppose the less decay was made, let's say, 10 days before, and then she'll make it, and she'll have the menstrual flow, let's say, today at 5 p.m. So all the targets, according to Hila, all the targets that she handled as of 10 days before, as of less decay, will be contaminated from the Chachomim. Only the Tara she handles within the 24 hours prior. So in order to prevent, in order to preclude the contamination of so many Taras, so the Chachomim only sake that every woman who has attained puberty, so who is likely to sit down, so should make 2 tickets. One tikkah the shachris and one tikkah close the shkir. So that means, but if you don't pay in Sokoh to actually introduce, she don't have to make any tikkahs. If a woman saw down on the first of Nisan, so on the day, on the 11 days from the 8th of Nisan up to the 18th of this, inclusive, she doesn't have to make any tickets because she doesn't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe she will sit down because that's an abnormal phenomenon. It's a pathological condition. So that's what it means. That's the development of this aloch of Kolach HaDosayim HaChesKastar, that the initial is a sukkabitaris. Initial is a sukkabitaris, so it's not mechuyebes to make two tikkes, the shachris of the arabis, and the yudalamin. Wait, Rashi, it's the kabbik, from the miktoni, oh, so Rashi says, shachris of the arabis, and we show, who it's the holy day. As starting with, she saw down on the first of this, so between the 8th of this, and the 9th and 18th of this, she does not have to make any tickets. But then starting the 19th of Nisan, so that's already, that starts the Yiriga again. So that's likely a year now. So maybe she again has to make the 2 tickets. When she always will be big, this is very common. Alright, so you are in the Kashi. We don't say it to Yoshua, we didn't vote for Michlaud, you have to do it by a ticket. But the niche, but then the niche proceeds and says, Yoshua Loi Vatko, Teo. So it's Mashma Diebe. She did not make it because she doesn't have to be Heshish. But it's Mashma Vatokhatkhile. She has to make the Diki. Say the Asim Ibuni. Go ahead. Call you down a Pieni. Call you down a Heskastar. You will buy a Diki. Abel, you will be Yoso. Abel, you will be Yoso. In other words, what does it mean, the Gemara? Now, when the Gemara uses the Loshon, Gemara b'shem yirid is an oshim yibimitei or yibimitei. So we have to understand what it is about, because the expression yibimitei and the expression yibimitei can have two meanings. The expression yibimitei can have the meaning of actual use, and it can have the meaning of reuse. In other words, potential use. In other words, if a woman had a year's dam on the first of this, so from the first to the seventh represent days of actual use, because she is mayor, she does all the Bible. But if a woman had a year's dam on the first of this, and then she did not see any doubt between the 8th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan. As far as the 2nd of Nisan and the 3rd, the 4th, the 5th, the 6th, the 7th of Nisan are concerned, with making a difference whether she sees down or she doesn't see down. She is Tmeyor. We are discussing it under the eyes of heaven. You see? So Tmeyor, she is Tmeyor 7 days anyway, so it doesn't make any difference whether a woman sees down on the first of Nisan and then the flow continues on the second, the third, up to the seventh, or she sees down on the first of Nisan and the flow subsides and doesn't see any more down. She's 3 or 7 days anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. So if a woman, so on the highest level, it does not make any difference whether the flow continues for the 7 days or it subsides immediately, because she's 3 or 7 days anyway. So if a woman had a year's dam on the first of Nisan, and then between the 8th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan, she didn't see any dam, then now it's the 19th of Nisan. So the 19th of Nisan also represents the beginning of human use, but not actual use, unless she has another year's dam on the 19th of Nisan. Then the 19th of Nisan will represent the first day of actual use. But if she doesn't tell, if he has done 19 for Nisan, so then from the 19th till the 25th inclusive will represent Yilinidus again, but not actual Nidus, but potential Nidus. So in other words, when the Gemara mentions Yilinidus, so it can have one of two meanings. Either it can represent actual Nidus or potential use. The same thing is true of the expression Yemezive. So Yemezive can mean actual Zive, or it can mean potential Zive. For example, if a woman had a Mias Dam on the first of Nisan, then she had a Mias Dam on the 8th of Nisan, on the 9th of Nisan, and the 10th of Nisan, so then it represents actual Zivus. But suppose a woman had a year's dam on the first of Nisan, and then she didn't see any dam on the 8th of Nisan, on the days between the 8th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan. So then the days between the 8th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan represent Yemezive in the sense of potential Yemezive, not of potential Yemezive, not of actual Yemezive. So in other words, here what you want to say is, the Gemara says, Seife, Asom Rubinibi. So look what Rashi says. Vyomim Sheruy Rubinibi. Kinachal Vidalev Shebinida Rubinida. In other words, we shouldn't understand the Gemara when the Gemara says, Seife, Asom Rubinibi, that it has reference to actual Rubinibus. No, it does not have reference to actual Rubinibus. But it has reference, because actually in Hebrews, how can we say Shoyoshvolo, Vilvotko, Shoko, Nenso, Hezido, Vilvotko, Teo? Actually in Hebrews, how can we say Teo? Has it shown? In other words, if let's say she saw down on the first of this, so she became in Hebrews, Teo, for 7 days, and she didn't make a PK, so she's Teo, has it shown? I mean, so that would be absurd. So, what does it mean, Yoshua Lomuel got called? It has reference to the potential Yemenidus. In other words, she saw down on the first of Nisan. And then, between the 8th of Nisan and the 18th of Nisan, she didn't see her down. Then, on the 19th of Nisan, she is Mechuyeves to make two pitches. if she's a woman, not a woman today, but a woman who is a sukkabitaris. So is Mukhayyadeh someone who gives of Nisim, or the 20th of Nisim, and the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, she is Mukhayyadeh to make tuktikas, in order to preclude contamination, unnecessary contamination of tars. But suppose she, from the 19th to the 25th are not days of actual news, but only more willing news. The Huyin news. So the Hatfure, she is Mukhiyad is to make two dikes. One dike the Shachis, one dike the Arabis. But suppose Yoshua of the Huyin Vodka, she didn't see any down on the 19th. But it's really news. So the Hatfure, she is Mukhiyad is to make two dikes, Shachis, the Arabis. But the Ebbe, Yoshua of the Huyin Vodka, Shomigo, Nenso, his ego of the Huyin Vodka, take off. So she doesn't have to differentiate and to treat all the towers she handled as things, because we don't have to differentiate. But we have three relations, we have to understand it, because it is possible. It's possible. It's likely, not only possible. But she came with Aleph-Yay. Though it's not likely. Very unlikely. So even in the Chatzur, she's not clear as me. So that's why Rashi emphasizes: we may need it. We don't share with you need it. Ki nachalidal of she may need or need it. So say fast and need it all. Call me down with his style. He will buy a ticket. I will be made it also. What it means to make it also? Not actual news. Actual news. So then, the Gemara will say further that even in the days of actual news, so a woman who is a sukkabitaris, let's say this, but a bias, so it was Mechayevis to make it big, not for the purpose of precluding unnecessary contamination of tares, but for another reason, in order to establish a certain vessel, or I will be made it also. That means beyond the will of the Joshua will report for that what happened. Joshua will report for showing the Lord, so you see the report for taking. Fine. By a teacher we had to, I will ask for Joshua to report for the other table, the Nikia Vessel that will go out, to report for, I believe, but I may. Fine. He's the Omar. So in other words, all these Amoroyim are explaining the relevance of the first aloha mentioned in the Mishnah of Kol HaKadosh Hayom Chetzestar. So what's the relevance of it? So according to Rabbi Yudeh, the relevance of this memory in the Mishnah of Kol HaKadosh Hayom Chetzestar is that a woman who is a Risho, is a Sukkabitaris, is not required to make two Bikeshachis Yahavis. According to Rafi's, the relevance consists in something else. Rafi's Roma, with some Kerala and Mea, the Omarisho Sheikh Mese, Asu Mishame, Han Yuen Mevi Goso, Abel Mevi Goso, Vicheska Stale Kalime. So even according to Mea, who is Heshish, and Isho has no Mese Kogwa, that she should not be Mishameshis. In Bayern, because of the possibility, lest in the midst of the Tashmish, she will become a leader, she will be a leader, but in the Dalit Yehim, she is a Mutteras Nishan. So, Yehoche Amayom Rameya, Yehitzi, Yehazi, 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 Yehazi. So, why does he have to, why is he, is he clear to give a get to his wife? After all, he is able to cohabit with her in the Dalit Yehim, she will be there with me. So the Gemara says, you must have to cool it because we are afraid, maybe a Benich. But as long as he hasn't divorced his wife, so then he is allowed to cohabit with her in the Dalit Yehim. But we talk home, we don't say if he be a Shazdesta with what call. So how can you apply the ratio of the Mishnah to a woman who has no Bessel parashas Chatzis. Next, I'm going to have it on. Kol yitalev ches kastar v'yishadu v'ayu u'minimide u'minimide asuro v'amek v'amam u'imi shoshayim v'amesh aber leish v'amese mutzer u'tzricho p'ike yoshko v'loi potko shogiko nenso v'yizido v'loi potko teyu v'iki ashas resto v'loi potko v'mei. So that Christe applies the range of the Mishneh, our limit of the Meir. So the more the Kashi, how we say the Meir, range of the Meir, because in the same way the Mishneh says the Meir. So it's Mashma that until now, somebody else, some other time is the more the Shvaitze, not the Meir. So the more says, Kuba the Meir, go ahead, come. Weil in der Meer diese Kirche nicht mehr wollen, aber jetzt sind die Leute in der Meer schießen mit der Rosen Schamisch. Und die da auch gehen, die Weibers hier für die Wasser. Die Schamisch kommen nicht auf. Die Masse mit der Kuh, die mir nicht. Die Jungen mal ruhig mir nicht. Ach so, die Schamisch. Schäme die Kautele. Na, wo wir mal? Na, so geht. So, hab ich die applied the first giving the mission. We got it aloha in the Tzichotik. Then, Rabchiz, they applied the first giving the mission. Aluba de Rabbein. But, if you don't fear him, she's in Teres Nishan. Gobe mentions another looking of the first giving the mission. Gobe, Gobe, let's see the Rashi. Logo, Maslis, if Tony called me down with the Heskestale, Lema, Shantir, and when we come on the slaves, if you should Sulok in the mail, Sulok in the mail, in other words, because there is a lot, there's the Chacham, we can be Taras. So if the woman, let's say, may have the years down, let's say, today, at 5 p.m., so the time she had within the 24 hours prior, are to be treated as stomach. Why? Because we are, that's the problem that I say, we do not have the hashish, because in as much as she is not aware of any years down, of any real time, so maybe we are making her a chazoki. After all, she has a status quo of being tailor. So we have to be chazish. Maybe that status quo of tailor terminated as a result of the shadow now. So we are minded on the chazoki. But, so even the Gabi Tairis, we need the rice, we don't have to be chazish. But the Gabi Tairis, or the Rabono, we have to be chazish. So, this is what the Mishnah says. This is what the Mishnah says. That suppose a woman, let's say at 5 p.m. in the Yudalukye, had the wheels down, had the wheels down, so all the tires that she had within 24 hours prior to 5 p.m. are still the Chaskasteya. As you have to stay with me. So, she did it when he became the slaves, with which she was in the mail. Yes. Hamide Gazote, Vashita Sien Kinegibye, Vayuletes, Kubo Mutami slaves. So, Alice said so many words that Hamide Gazote, So what does that price imply? In other words, if she never said, what did she never say? She never said means as follows. Suppose a woman had an initial year's down on the first of this, and then she had another year, let's say, on the 11th of this. So that she never said, she becomes a shimera slave. So she's mitame all the tare she handled within the 24 hours prior. But why should she be mitame if the aloha is, if the aloha is like chomet, that in the dalet hei, where Irias Dam means an act, represents a pathological condition, so why? So she's not becoming a slave. Now this woman who had an initial years down on the first of this, and now she has a years down on the 11th of this, why should she contaminate with all the tares she had within 24 hours prior? It's in Dalgay. So we see from this pricing that not like Robin. So in any way, we cannot explain the Mishnah that way. Fine. Are you ready? She wrote it down to Tzichas HaKeber, Mitamo Meisrei is Birido Mishay. So do you Rabune Barabhiyo Omar? Now, so Rabune Barabhiyo Mishay is another way to do on the first day of the Mishay. Rabune Barabhiyo Omar. Rabune Barabhiyo Omar. Shmuel. Reima, she gives of Besset. We say the Chilmei Zivosa. The Pshat in the Mishnah is nowadays Allah. That of Kriya's vessels. So, the Pshat in the Mishnah is that the Dalai Fyayish in the middle of the is excluded from the time zone within which a vessel can be made. In other words, if a woman, let's say, suppose, a woman will have a rie on the first of this. Will have a rie on the first of this. And then, 1 second, please. And then she'll have another rie on the 8th of this. And then she'll have a rie on the first of the year. And then she'll have a rie down on the 8th of this. And then she'll have a rie on the first of sin. And then she'll have a rie on the eighth of sin. So I mentioned that example, in other words, because in order to be a mizite, so it must be preceded by actual news. Otherwise, you cannot visualize, a zibus, except according to the Rambam, where the Rambam should explain. So there are so many gemores come